Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. Y'all, guess what? It is We Won Wednesday. We won, y'all. We won. I know everybody says it's Winning Wednesday. Winning Wednesday. Most people say W-I-N-N-I-N-G. Winning. Winning Wednesday. But guess what? I like to look at it this way. We won Wednesday. I am saying W-E-W-O-N, we won, right? So listen, when you have an attitude, I mean, start like this, but it is what it is when you're a lifestyle coach. Listen, life coach. Listen, when you have the mindset of we won, you're not in the process of winning. You are in the process of thinking that you have already won, right? And so I'm speaking in the terms of your goals. What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What do you hope to do? So right now I want to switch and shift your mindset to you won, you have won, and you will win, right? We won, W-E-W-O-N. It means that whatever you are conquering to do, you have already won in your mind. Because guess what? The battlefield of what you are doing, it always begins in your mind, in the realm of your mind. Listen, when you can conquer your thoughts, you have pretty much conquered everything else. Let me tell you, honey, and let me help you to understand. It is how you think about what you are doing. Because when you have a goal, trust and believe 100% you are going to be challenged. That's why you must start out with the mindset of you have won. W-O-N. That's it. Listen, y'all guys know I am a trained life coach trained by Dr. Monique Caradine. She trained me years ago. I didn't mean to come on and start with a life lesson, but that's the life lesson on today. Shift your mindset into you won, W-O-N. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City in Chicago. It is 40 degrees. It is clear out. It is Wednesday, March the 6th, 2024, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got switched up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. Yeah, based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. That's GumbaRum.com. CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, boom, boom, yeah. Steve Gumba. Listen, he's the most hard-working retired man. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We do have natural vanilla and natural coconut. Yes, we do. Check this out. You can order Gumba Rum online right now. All different states at cwspirits.com. cwspirits.com. Once again, cwspirits.com. That's spirits with an S. Now look, I don't know what kind of spirits you're working with. But I'm talking about getting Gumba Rum. And I'm not going to go into any lessons about all different types of spirits. Okay, that's a whole different program. So listen. Before I get into the music, I am expected to be talking with Judah Lyon. He is a soulful lover. He's going to be on in just a little bit. We're going to talk to him and chat with him for a little bit. We're going to get on down with him. We're going to rock with his music, baby. And he's the least of the new one. And it is all that and some more. Because guess what? He has won with intention to win. So guess what? Before I get into the music, I want you guys to get into this. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on in today, be a hang up in here. All right, all right. Yes, indeed. We are being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. Listen, Germany is really taking over. Germany is taking over. There's more individuals that listen in from Germany than the U.S. Check that out. And do have listeners that's listening in from New Zealand, Canada, and, you know what, Canada, New Zealand, and Costa Rica. About 5% that's listening in from Costa Rica. So I really appreciate you guys for listening in. It is really, really phenomenal. And there's a lot of other countries that do listen in. I'm going to give you those numbers in just a little bit. Sometimes individuals love to know the different countries that listen in, and I want you guys to know that. So listen, Judah is going to be here in a little bit. Judah Lyon, he's got a hot number, Intentions. It's called Intentions. I am super, super psyched up about that song. The song is super dope. He landed a hot one, baby. I am telling you, it is better than waffles in the morning time. It is. It's better than some waffles in the morning time. It's better than scrambled eggs. I love me some scrambled eggs, baby. And it's better than cheese grits. It don't get no better. Y'all ever try some cheese grits? You need to try you some cheese grits. It's even better than fried cheese grits. I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know nothing about fried grits. Guess what? Fried grits is really a delicacy. It's really delicious. It's really delicious. I discovered it by accident. Right at home, I discovered. I said, yeah, well, let me just try. I said, well, you know what? There's no such thing as hush puppies. I wonder if I can fry some grits. I said, well, let me try it out. So I put a little oil in the pan to grab me a little grits and my little seasoning, had a little cheese in. I said, well, let me just try it. I plopped it down. Guess what, darlings? It is delicious. That is delicious. You got to love it. So guess what? Right now, this one is called Back in Town. It is by independent artist Jay Stomp. He's being heard all over. He's out of the U.K. So listen. He's out of the U.K. I think he moved to Germany, I believe. So listen, this is Back in Town by Jay Stomp.
Yeah, man, Clive, big and lively. You don't know what's going on in this place. I would have one your name, fucking a dog, international.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking doors face down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them. Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them.
Oh, me, girl,
why you look so honey?
Tell me why,
your eyes are for me.
Girl, you bless
me, love my punani.
Oh, where she come from?
Junior Army.
Oh, no, God,
I want it for me.
Girl, you brave,
oh, why not for me?
Oh, what's your name?
It's Sherani.
Come to me, y'all are friendly, honey.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking doors, please down. Make the ladies love us. They wanna be around.
Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them.
Give me them, give me them, give me them.
I'm in at home, crazy money spending at home. The girl them love we in at home. When we in at home, the boy don't wanna war in at home. The fans them will chill in at home. When we in at home, shopping, all of the energy, Bacardi, coming now and wrong. When we in at home, it's like your shoe in at home. Now we have the peace like drum.
They never know. They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us. They wanna be around.
Give me them, 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 give me them.
Boom.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, give me them, give me them.
You see me international thing. You don't know.
That is back in town, back in town. That is J-Stone, J-Stone, J-Stone. I just love how music, that's one thing that never gets old. You know, I know they say clothes never get old, but let me tell you something. You can wear out your clothes. You hear what I'm saying? You can wear the same socks, you know, all year round the next year. But guess what? You're going to get some holes in those socks. They're going to wear out. But guess what? Music never gets old. You cannot put a hole in music, right? Right, 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 right. Music never gets old. And the reason why I'm saying this is because J-Stone, I don't care where I check or where I look, his songs, now that song, Back in Town, is so old. I met him on MySpace when MySpace was really, really popular back in the day when Nick Cannon was around, when Nick Cannon was around. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I did not mean to say that. Well, yes, I did. I meant to say that. When Nick Cannon was around, before he had all these children and everything, oh, today. But listen, listen, listen. Listen, I'm saying this right here, right now. When Nick Cannon was on ATT a couple of moons ago, I did it again, didn't I? So anyway, MySpace, when MySpace was really big and popular and everybody was on MySpace meeting and chit-chatting, but way before Facebook got all popular, I met J-Stone, right? And it's so funny, the history of how I met him. Same thing, just chit-chatting and came across. He was an artist. I was doing radio and stuff like that, music. And he's got a little song that he wrote about me. I thought it was so cute and so funny. But listen, the point is this. That song was popular way back then. People still love this song. When I go and I look on CD Baby, he's always in the lead. I'm not talking about so much money. I'm just talking about the numbers. He always leads the way because they had the label AWM record label. He always did lead the way. I'm not saying that it made so many coins or things like that. But people, I'm talking about the number of people that love the music just constantly, constantly was listening to J-Stone, 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 J-Stone. They were always loving and listening to J-Stone. And I'm saying that based on I never put a lot of dollars or a lot of money or you probably think, well, why wouldn't you do that? If everybody was listening to, why didn't you put money behind it and throw a lot, some huge promotions? I love to see, this is what I do, this is just me and it's just the way that I work. I love to see what people can do on their own before I push anything. I'll sit there. I will sit there 2 or 3 years sometimes. I'll sit there and just check you out. I'll be like, oh, okay, you're really popular. Let's see what's going on. And see how fast is the wheel going to run before I do anything. And that may sound crazy, but that's just my way of vetting out someone. That's my way of vetting out things. And when I say vetting out, that means checking it out. I want to see the depth and the level of who you are. I'm just going to sit there and wait, baby. Listen, sooner or later, the true stuff is going to come out, right? The true stuff is going to, I'm going into another life lesson. I need me to do this. Listen, I'm going to cut that off. So listen, I got some numbers for you, the listeners, and where they're coming from. So this is really interesting. I love this. So let's see what I have here. Listeners, Ireland, I have 1.52% of listeners are coming in from Ireland. That's so nice to know. So I have listeners that's coming in from Ireland. I have listeners that's coming in, of course, from Germany. I have listeners coming in from United Kingdom, 1.18% in the United Kingdom and the UK. Pakistan, I think that's pretty smooth, baby. Because, listen, I'm the type of female and sister, I love all cultures. I do. You know why? Because you can learn something from everybody. Don't dismiss people. Don't dismiss nobody's culture, what they're doing and what they're about. Don't do that. Because guess what? They can teach you the very skill that you need to survive whatever you are going through. That's just the way it is, baby. So listen. This is 1.1% from Pakistan. All right. And then we have the Philippines, 1.1% coming out of the Philippines. This is a lot of countries, y'all. It's a lot. That is a lot. People are listening from, India. Got some people listening in from India. Sweden, I think that's pretty neat. People listening in from Sweden, that's 0.5% in Sweden. So listen, what else we got up in here? Jamaica, Australia, and what we got here? Indonesia. I think that's pretty slick. Got some listeners from Indonesia. Nigeria. What is this one, the EC? What's that here? Come on. Ecuador, I like that. Ecuador. Next one is Slovakia. Okay, I like that too. Now, listen. And Georgia, not the state of Georgia. I'm talking about the country of Georgia, right? So, listen, next is South Africa. Y'all know I love my Africa. And no, I don't speak Swahili and none of that. Got some listeners from Chile. Got some listeners from Denmark. Now, you know where I'm going with this? Some listeners from Grenada. Love that, baby. And Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R, Qatar. Listen, and these are real-time. The data source is directly measured on listen notes. It's real-time numbers. So it's not some numbers from last year or last month. They are real-time listeners. I love that. I just love it. So listen, I said all that to say this. This is the station to be on, to be heard. It is the station to be on, to be heard. I'm going to get with intentions in just a minute, but right now this is going to be blind sight. I like this. Y'all check this out up in here.
Going all night, and no figure make you blind sight. Her beat safe, cause she is a fine.
All right. That is blind sight. What I'm going to do, something I usually don't do, I'm going to play We Need a Revolution. This is one of yours truly, by Fierce Man. So I haven't played in a long time. I love my artists. I love my independent artists. And guess what? You know something? I don't really, I don't push my stuff that hard. I love to do what I do. I love to help all the other artists. I love to sing. It's a lot of fun for me. And you know something? For me, the studio, I'm not a person that's trying to become a multimillionaire by being a musician or being an artist. That is not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help somebody else. Somebody like Judah Lyon that's so passionate, and he really has the skill and the talent to really be a millionaire music maker. He really does. So listen, I love and Frank Bellucci. You know, I love Frank Bellucci. Maybe I need to make an opera song because I just love doing that. Frank Bellucci. You know, and the voice carries. I don't know. Y'all tell me. Do it sound good? Because if it don't, I'll stop doing it. I love me some Frank Bellucci. I just love the guy. That man opened his mouth, and I'm telling you, the whole orchestra just comes out of it. So listen, this is what I started to say. And I'm going to play my song, We Need a Revolution. That song, I think it was March 1st. It dropped March 1st. When my lovely friend got her wings, earned her wings, and that child, anyway, I ain't going to go into that. Let me say this. I started to say about singing. The thing that I love about singing is going to the studio. In the studio, I am at home. I don't know why that is, but I just feel like I'm at home. When I go to the studio to make the song, record a song, when I go to the studio to do a photo shoot. Now, listen, one thing about it, I love singing, but my real niche in life is recording. I love making television. I love movies. I love writing. Now, that's my thing. I can become a multimillionaire writing books because that's the juice of life. But I'm at home when I go into a studio, whether it's recording music, whether I'm doing a photo shoot, or whether I'm doing something for creating a television show. And I love, God bless Billy. I don't talk about him much. God bless Billy Poisson. That man was made. He came out into the world with a camera in his hand. He really did. I am at home when I go there to do, and I may not do all the shots right. I may not get all the poses just right. But guess what? I'm at home there. I love the ambiance. And guess what? That's my piece. Believe it or not, I would pay $1,000 to do my folio shoot. And whatever that man says that he's charging, I am so happy. Listen, when a person has value, gosh, I didn't mean to talk about this, but I'm going to say this, then I'm going to get to talk to Judy in just one moment. When you value a person's skill, you will not have a problem getting customers. I don't mind paying what he asks for because he is the best in the business. And I know when he finishes with me, it is going to show that he is the best in the business. And so listen, people always have a thing about, oh God, I didn't mean to have a class on small business. Listen, if you're an entrepreneur and you're just getting started with your business, whatever you do, maybe you make bow ties or whatever, do not be afraid to put a price tag on what you do. That is your hard-earned skill, time, talent. You have cultivated what you have. Do not be afraid to charge what you're worth. Sometimes people, you guys know I'm a life coach. I charge $375. Yes, I do. I charge $375. One guy said to me, well, my God, you must be really good. I said, damn it, I am. No, I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it like that. Trust me. I did not say it like that. But, yeah, you don't be afraid to charge your worth. If you know you have the goods to deliver, you got to do that. And I'm saying that to say about Billy. He has the skill. If he told me he was charging $1,000 to do a photo shoot, that's what I'd be paying because I know it's going to come out perfect. I know he's going to do an excellent job. And guess what? 20 years down the line, when I'm 100, I'll still be coming to him and do a photo shoot because that's my piece, baby. When I walk in, I'm like, you know what? Whatever stress I was feeling, whatever was going on in my headspace is gone. It's gone. Now I got to talk to Judah. Judah, oh my goodness, Judah.
Hey, Lady Fierce. Hey, what up, world?
How you doing, man? I felt a little nervousness come over. I don't know what that is. Oh my goodness, I got a little shiver.
It's good to hear your voice.
It's
yes,
good
I'm
to
here.
Hear yours, man. Hey, my brother. My brother. Dude, lie. Man, you're some kind of cat. Do you know that? You are.
I appreciate
else.
That.
You're welcome. I mean, man, you are deep. You got some music, man. You know what? I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you talk because I want to get to the song Intentions. That song Intentions, Judah, it has me so fired up. You know, I feel like I want to run all over the world with that song. it's so much juice in it. And tell me this. We don't have much time, but I want you to explain. I was just saying to everybody, I was naming all the different countries that tune in to listen to this show. There's about 27 different countries that tune in to listen. I want you to tell people about that song, Intentions. When you created it, what were you thinking? How did you birth that out of your spirit? I know it came out of your spirit, not your soul, but tell me.
Yes,
tell me what was going
definitely.
On.
The spirit. I was pretty much basing it off my own journey, my own foundation of growth and my ascension within my own development. And so, everything that I talk about is based on my own experience, my own personal guideline of what I went through my awakening experience and how I'm getting to where I am now. And pretty much, when I first started out, sometimes you get misled with, how many streams can I get? Or how many people are really vibing to this? Or it could be for a financial asset for your family, So you look at all these things that are your own intentions, but it's not aligned with the Lord. It's not in the Lord's statutes. And so my intent was to voice to the world that, pretty much, when you put your intentions in the perspective of God's statutes and you line yourself up perfectly, then you'll have less strife in your life. And so, I wanted people to really take a look at their own intentions and how we could really benefit this world if we, really check ourselves, and respect other people's boundaries. And that goes right along with perspective. And it also goes with Belly of the Beast, these other songs that I created. It's all talking about an awakening experience. When you open your eyes, there's a new birth. Belly of the Beast is cleaning out your system of toxic things that we don't need and things that we partake of every day based on our culture. And, the Lord's statutes tell us specifically what we need to eat if you want to stay healthy. And so these are things that we have to start taking a look at. When I made glass ceilings, that was basically talking about, where are we, our surroundings. Once you get a bearing of where you are, then you know where you're going, in your journey. So I'm trying to unlock it, step by step with each song. And so Intentions really hit my heart because I had to check my own self, and say, hey, I got to get back in the perspective of winning souls in that streams. And so that's my idea of it, is to help people to develop within themselves so that they can be a better them.
I love that. And I got to tell you, I truly understand what you're saying, and I know exactly what you mean. When I come on, Judah, it's really something. This is how we know we're called to do something and we have a gift or a talent to do something. You are gifted and talented at creating music. You have God in you, and when you create music, you birth out a message that's in your music for us to learn by, for us to grow by, and I love it. When I first came across your music, it was perspective. And the day I heard that song, I was like, wow, perspective. I just love music that gives me a journey. I was able to go on my own personal journey because of your song, Perspective. And believe it or not, my life has changed because of that one.
That is awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm driving for. Once we start really looking within ourselves, because it all starts within. And, once you start looking within, you got to face some of those shadows there's a book out dealing with shadow work that people are really popular out there right now. People are talking about, but you have to really, you know, dig in deep and define yourself, identify yourself, you know, and it's not about what other people think. It's about how you feel and what you think for your journey, what's best for you. And so these are the type of songs that I like to come out with to inspire and to give hope to our world that's, you know, a lot of our music, you know, is starting to turn, and you're starting to hear a lot more positive music come out these days, more than ever, in my experience.
That's right.
And so, you know, there's a turning tide that's going on right now. You know, there's a shift in balance here. And mm-hmm. so we have to really start educating our youth more and giving them the inspiration to rap positive vibes or, you know, have a positive outlook in their life so that they can have a better chance in life as well. So we want to make sure we be a good representation for our youth and help them along, help them to develop, because we want to give them the right perspective so that they can move on through their journey.
Absolutely. I'm going to play Intentions, and we're going to come back and talk just a little bit. We have a few more minutes left in this episode, and I want everyone to experience this song once again. This is Intentions by Judah Lyon, 777.
Wherever your intention, keep your eyes open wide. Don't let your heart be broken. Be broken in the ocean, in the sea of deception. Hold on to conviction. Wherever your intention, watch your back. Cautious with the schemes, intentions can't be hidden, not always what they seem. In the world full of wolves, wearing sheep's attire, stand on your toes, don't get caught up in the fire. Yeah, not everyone's a friend, everyone's a foe. Some smile on your face behind they go. Gotta read between the lines, trust your intuition. Don't be a victim, someone twisted and missing. Stay on your mission.
Wherever your intention, keep your eyes open wide. Don't let your heart be broken. Be broken in the ocean, in the sea of deception. Hold on to conviction.
It's all about intentions, the drive within the soul. Setting goals, reaching height, ascension, aiming for the road. For the goal, manifesting dream, ain't what it seems. Making them whole, reaching dreams, intention, guiding the soul. Don't lose control, like a fiend to fix a bag and for the trick. Watch them fix, watch them switch, intention, fuel, feeding the fire. Watch the pitch, keep them burning bright. Intentions must be fueled, like a burning light. I'm shining bright, I'm pedaling through this life. I'm setting sight on desires, yeah, intentions lift this fire. Taking higher and higher, setting goals, a blaze of fire. Wire, pure intentions is pure, like a choir is dire. I'm pure intentions in the soul, shaping all the flow, defining all you know. Round and round we go, staying focused on the goal. Pushing through a fire with the heart, let intentions be the start. Guiding in the light and letting it spark. Let my salvation be my rock, pure intentions.
Wherever your intention, wherever your intention, keep your eyes open wide. Don't let your heart be broken. Be broken in the ocean, in the sea of deception. Hold on to conviction. Wherever your intention,
we'll be right back.
Can you hear me? Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
I lost it for a minute. I don't know what happened. I lost it for a second. But I love that song, Intentions. And so I am pretty much out of time, and I want to give you an opportunity to wrap up and just tell the listening audience, where do you see yourself and your music going forward in the future?
Oh, wow. I plan on being very consistent with my work. You know, I'm still working on the right combination and learning the ropes and, you know, developing as an artist. I've only been in the artistry about 9 to 10 months now, I believe it is. And, you know, I have a lot to learn, but I want to stay consistent and I want to give great content and I want it to be positive and I want it to affect all the listening audience and I want it to affect their lives in a positive manner. So that we can all live in a cohesive union, you know, of peace and prosperity.
You know, we must have the same blood because I feel the same way, Judah. I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
I really do. You know something, you are a delight. You are a delight. You are a pleasure to speak with and to get to know you on a deeper level. And I know that it was God and that it is God that caused our paths to cross because
yes.
We have the same insight about life. It's all about getting the message out, getting God's word out, helping souls to come to get to know him. That is the purpose, you know, of our existence.
That's
I like
right.
to put it that way. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So listen,
yeah.
You're always welcome on this platform. I would love for you to come back again. I really would love to schedule
you
to come back
so
again.
Much.
You're more than welcome. You know, you just have such a calm spirit about yourself, and I think it's just wonderful. So listen, I'm pretty much out of time, but I want to continue this conversation in part two, and we'll schedule it at a different time. So listen, guys, you're
sure.
listening to Judah Lyon 777. You know, I've been playing his music, Perspective, Belly on the Beast, and now Intentions. And I'm telling you, Judah is a beast. He is a beast himself. Man, he has a worth ethic like nobody's business, and I love it, love it, love it. So listen, guys, I'm pretty much out of time. It has been super licious good. But guess what? I come
Thank
back
you.
Tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. Oh, you're such
dog
a deer.
The man that made train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and